Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Proverbs chapter 10. It's good to recall that in Proverbs we have what's called wise sayings. It's a different type of writing style, and these statements, most of which were written by Solomon, make broad, good, helpful statements for wise living here on earth. They're not necessarily promises of God that it's going to work out each and every time exactly according to this Proverbs. In a wisdom kind of statement like this, they're just contrasting, Solomon is, in this case, wise living and wicked living. And in general, things are going to work out this way. However, sometimes, you know, especially in the New Testament era too, there are times when the wicked seem to prosper on earth. But ultimately, it's going to catch up with them. And ultimately, we're here only for a short time. And in the end, the righteous, those righteous by faith in Jesus, are going to shine and live with him forever. And those, whether they have wealth or not, here on earth, if they deny Jesus, are going to spend eternity in hell away from the Lord. So Solomon didn't have that full understanding of the gospel and of Jesus at that time. So we have to, as New Testament Christians now, place that understanding alongside of what we're reading today. But with that backdrop, let's take a look at these wise sayings of Solomon. The Proverbs of Solomon: a wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish son is a grief to his mother. You know, very, very true. And, yes, may the Lord be with all of our children, and may they all stay with or turn to Jesus and his wisdom and the wisdom of his word. Life goes so much better when that is what we do and what our children do. Ill-gotten gains do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. You know, and eventually it's going to catch up with you when you have ill-gotten gain, when you do wrong to gain. That's going to catch up with you. And surely now righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness, people who are righteous by faith through in Jesus, because he gave us his righteousness by taking our sin upon himself, we truly are going to get delivered from death. Hallelujah. The Lord will not allow the righteous to hunger, but he will reject the craving of the wicked. Poor is he who works with a negligent hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. And there's going to be a lot of things in Proverbs. You know, Solomon was wealthy, and he's going to say, you know, when you do things righteously and honorably and you live your life with wisdom, you got a much better chance of actually living a wealthy life if you're working hard, if you're diligent, and you're not doing ill-gotten gain, but you're conducting yourself in a manner that's honorable. You're much more likely to be blessed in life with your wealth and finances. He who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully. And, you know, the Bible is filled with verses regarding hard, diligent work and not allowing yourself to slumber, and eventually that'll catch up with you, and you will be poor for not being diligent in your work. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise of heart will receive commands, but a babbling fool will be ruined. He who walks in integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will be found out. And that's surely true, you know. It's going to catch up with you. When you're not living for Jesus, that's going to catch up with you in the end. When you're living in a wicked way or a sinful way, that sin leads to destruction. Sin leads to consequences. You know, you might get away with it for a little while, but eventually it's going to catch up with you, and sin destroys. live your life honorably and rightly. Do what God has said and commands, and I'm telling you, it'll work out better. Hallelujah. He who winks the eye causes trouble. Oh, yes, there was a fella that I'm not going to mean name, but just someone that I knew about and someone who was in my life in the real estate days, and I witnessed to him quite a bit, and he did at the end come to the Lord while he was dying, which I'm grateful for. But he really wanted to be a success and be wealthy, and for a season he was, but he was not a righteous individual, and he would often wink with the eye like that. And he really did come to ruin on earth. He lost his wealth, lost relationships, and ultimately lost his life. Smoker who ended up getting throat cancer and then dying of that. And it's sad to hear, but I do believe that he truly did repent of his sin. He was even calling people to apologize for his behavior towards the end of his life. And he prayed with me to receive Christ as his Savior, and it definitely seemed genuine to me. And I actually did his funeral / celebration. But it was quite interesting. He had a lot of life in him, but he ended up losing his life fairly young, you know. And just see some of this proverb, both the positive and the negative, revealed in his life. A babbling fool will be ruined. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. That's been brought up a couple of times. So it seems as though God desires that if there was violence and something injustice done, that we would not just turn the other cheek in not proclaiming that injustice if someone else is receiving injustice or is getting violence. They're receiving violence and we say nothing. It seems like the wicked, that's what the wicked does, is it just conceals violence. So we should be forthright about it and help those who have received injustice. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all transgressions. You know, there's a proverb that talks about how blessed is a man who overlooks an offense. And hatred stirs up strife. And, you know, that's one thing that I'm very careful of, try to guard around in the church in particular, is strife. You don't want strife in the Christian church. And sometimes it finds its way in. But here it says, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all transgressions. And I look for strife and try to, what I mean by that is, I try to be observant of what's going on and where that could come up and try to guide and steer and wisely move around that, because it's just not healthy to have that. And sometimes, you know what, we have to just love and forgive, and blessed is the man who overlooks an offense, just not be so easily offended. One of the worst things you can have is being around someone who's easily offended and so quick to create strife because of their emotionalness and being easily offended. That's a dangerous person to partner with. So may we all have love that covers transgressions instead of meditating on them and stirring up strife and being easily offended. May we have grace like our Lord and love. People sometimes can be challenging. And it helps to have grace in those situations. On the lips of the discerning, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks understanding. Wise men store up knowledge, and I'm thankful for you listening now that you're taking the word of God seriously, and you're storing up knowledge, and that's wise. But the mouth of the foolish, ruin is at hand. And I think it's so foolish, so many who don't turn to God and don't turn to his word and don't have the knowledge of the scriptures and live their life really not having faith and not knowing what they could know, what's available to them to know, they could seek and they could find and they could have a wealth of blessing in Jesus Christ. But it's foolish to not seek, to not learn what is available to learn, because you can have a guide and forgiveness of sins and eternal life and the wisdom of God's word. It's all available to all of us if we just but seek it. And that is wise men storing up knowledge, but the fool, he turns away. The rich man's wealth is his fortress. The ruin of the poor is their poverty. It's kind of an interesting thing there, because he's been contrasting like the good and the evil. So is he saying the rich man's wealth is his fortress, that that's good? Because that could be looked at negatively as well. You know, our fortress really needs to be on the rock, the cornerstone, on Jesus Christ. You know, but if you have the rock and the foundation, the cornerstone in Jesus Christ, and God blesses you with wealth, praise God. But the ruin of the poor is their poverty. The wages of the righteous is life. It's so interesting to kind of have a New Testament understanding of some of these verses that Solomon didn't yet have. You know, righteous and righteousness is something that we've been given through faith in Jesus, because he took our sin, and it is life, and it's life everlasting. And praise God that he makes us righteous through faith. But Solomon is more like the wages of living righteously and doing what's right is life. And, you know, that's true too. And if you've been made righteous through faith in Jesus, then you should live rightly. The income of the wicked, punishment. Interesting, hey? Sometimes even, you know, if you're going to make income and you're wicked, you're going to probably use that income for, you know, ungodly purposes, and ultimately that's going to lead to not reward in the end and even punishment in the end, and sometimes because of sinfulness, punishment here on earth. He is on the path of life who heeds instruction. May we heed the instruction of the Lord first and foremost, but he who ignores reproof goes astray, and so many not turning to God's instruction go astray. He who conceals hatred has lying lips, and he who spreads slander is a fool. And may we be wise about that. And, you know, better many times to say nothing at all and just be silent than to say something negative. When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable. And sometimes if you just want to keep opening your mouth and keep talking, you talk yourself into trouble. But he who restrains his lips is wise. Yes, sometimes someone who just doesn't even speak seems wise because they're not speaking. Indeed, sometimes it can be wise not to speak. The tongue of the righteous is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is worth little. And, you know, when your mind is right in the Lord, and your faith is right in the Lord, then your tongue's going to be a lot more right as well. When you don't have the Lord, your heart is going to be sick, and it's going to lead to bad things, both in your mouth and in your life. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of understanding. And, you know, Hosea said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And, you know, that's one of the things that saddens me so much, is all the people in the world that just aren't seeking God and don't have the knowledge of the Bible or of what Jesus has done. And as a result, they miss out on so much. Sometimes I'm saddened because, you know, like you have people in your life and it's like, I've spent my life acquiring more and more knowledge and faith in Jesus. And I feel like, you know what? I have something to share, something to help people in life with. I could help you. You know what I mean? But they don't want to hear. They don't want to know, right? So it's like they're right next to it. They're right next to the Bible. They're right next to me. They're right next to the opportunity to grow in their faith. It's all right there for them to grow, but they just shun it, and therefore they do not. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. So that's interesting, isn't it? You know, sometimes there are people who look down, you know, they're poor people or Christian people maybe who haven't been blessed with wealth, and they look down on everybody that has wealth as though you know, that's negative. And it can be when you don't know the Lord and when you don't give to the Lord and use it for the Lord. But it's not always negative. Sometimes that's the blessing of God upon people. So it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Doing wickedness is like a sport to a fool. Isn't that interesting? It's entertainment to be wicked for the fool. And so is wisdom to a man of understanding. So it's a sport too, I guess, in a positive way. Entertaining, it's good when it's wisdom to a man of understanding. You know, to do what's right is something enjoyed. Having wisdom is something enjoyed by a man of understanding. What the wicked fears will come upon him, but the desire of the righteous will be granted. And, you know, when you've been made righteous by Jesus and you live righteously for Jesus, you're more likely to have the blessing of God come upon you. When the whirlwind passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. And I see a lot of New Testament in that, right? Even in death, even, you know, if a tornado come and took us out, we have an everlasting foundation in Jesus. Like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the lazy one to those who send them. That's really interesting. I was pondering that one this morning a bit. And it's like if you were to send someone on a task who you don't trust that well and they're lazy, it's like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. You know, lazy employees are a burden. Praise God, I don't have any. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. So the fear of the Lord, you know, is the beginning of wisdom. It talks about in Proverbs and in the Bible. And the fear of the Lord prolongs life, and hallelujah for that. The hope of the, by the way, that's going to be life everlasting too. The hope of the righteous is gladness, but the expectation of the wicked perishes. And hallelujah, you know, it's good and right to be found in Jesus, and that brings much more gladness to our lives, doesn't it? The way of the Lord is a stronghold to the upright. He is our stronghold, amen, but ruin to the workers of iniquity. Yeah, that's how they look at it, because they have rejected him and don't want to turn to him. The righteous will never be shaken, but the wicked will not dwell in the land. And that's interesting. Is he referring to future eschatological things there when he says that? That, you know, they won't inherit the heavenly places in ages to come, perhaps. The mouth of the righteous flows with wisdom, but the perverted tongue will be cut off. Man, may our mouths flow wisdom. Oh God, give us wisdom in our mouths. Help us, Lord, out of our relationship with you, out of our knowledge in you, may our mouth flow with righteous things. And may we, Lord, be silent when our tongue is tempted to anything ungodly. The lips of the righteous bring forth what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverted. You know, and out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so eventually, you know, what we meditate on, what we think about comes out of our mouths. I'm sure there's some conviction in that, you know, and hopefully there's some good in that too. And may we continually think upon him and the joy that we have in him and the gift that we have in Jesus Christ, who's forgiven us, and remind ourselves the Holy Spirit that's in us, and may our mouths overflow with those kinds of words. May we be the righteous ones. May we be living for God and avoiding what is evil, because there is blessing in living for Jesus Christ. God bless you all.